Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services to United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, we got some events tonight. GregJamesFinancial.com. We will get into that. The Dow shot up around 64 points at close. And as we speak, futures is up very slightly. It was down slightly a little while ago. And we say very good morning to Miss Ferentino. Sir, how are you?
Buongiorno, buongiorno. Very good, thank you. How about yourself? Listen, we're in the middle of a freeze across the country here. It's going to get cold here in the Northeast as well. The funny things about freezes is that it freezes things that are bringing us supply. So if the machine giving you supply is manufacturing gas or oil or whatever, or even getting vaccines out to you, that's going to slow things up. But the problem with the freeze is that the demand goes up. I need more jet. I need more energy. I need more electricity. I need more. So when the demand goes up and the supply stops, you're going to get price surges. And so that's what we're starting to feel across the country here. That's starting with energy, which has been happening already, but also in some other areas as well. So we're doing well. The market ended, as you said, Jay, ended up yesterday. And we were looking at the Dow at 31,522, hitting a fresh new high of 64 points. The NASDAQ down slightly, and the S&P 500 down also slightly. Most active yesterday, ConocoPhillips, Bank of New York Mellon. The gainers, Royal Caribbean Cruises, number one spot, up 9%, almost 10%. Carnival Cruises, up almost 9% solidly. Norwegian Cruise Line, top three gainers for yesterday. We're in the beach stocks that we were talking about a few weeks ago, saying that, hey, you know, they're going to come back at some point. Marathon Oil, Comerica, Freeport, MacMoran, up 5%. Big losers yesterday. Well, not too ones that we would know. Energy, NRG Energy, CVS Health Corp, Lennar, one of the builders, probably frozen right now. Can't be building when it's snow everywhere. Ecolab, Constellation Brands, the importer of Corona and a bunch of others, down 3%, but not down much. And interesting, the CVS is one of the top losers, and it wasn't much of a loser. Yesterday down almost 5%. All right, so we got a lot of news here, Jay. Aside from we're learning a lesson. There's a little lesson in energy here. The difference between reliable and renewable. And reliable means that you could that we'll always have energy. And renewable means that the energy is coming from things like windmills. When the windmills are frozen, you still need energy, and that's what's happening in a lot of Texas. So they build transmission grids from windmill to windmill, but the windmills aren't operating, so therefore they need reliable energy. And so sadly, or depending on where you are, reliable energy is really your oil, your coal, your nuclear, but nobody wants to talk about that, so that's who we are, where we are. So either we accept certain things in our lives, or we look more. There's not many incentives for reliable energy. All the incentives are for renewable energy. So therefore, over the course of many years, in many administrations, the incentives are for renewables. And so when you have that and you have a crisis like this, you're going to have some issues. So we're going to have some price adjustments. So that said, we also heard from the big Warren Buffett. We heard what he's posted lately, Jay, and you wouldn't believe what you're gonna hear here. Warren Buffett shed his stake in Apple. Didn't sell it all. That's still their largest position, but he lowered it to like 6%, and he picked up shocked everybody. Verizon Communications. He was buying more of a company called AbbVie, which owns Budweiser, Bristol Myers Squibb. He picked up Merck. He's picked up those are not the vaccine stocks, which I'll be talking about today at 9 o'clock in the Ferentino 15. But he's picking up some of these others. He also increased exposure to T-Mobile. I'm not recommending any of these. I'm just telling you what this is what's been reported for Warren Buffett, by the way. He's never had Chevron, or hasn't had it lately, but he picked up some shares in Chevron, and he added his investment in Kroger. So very, very interesting what he's picking up and what he sees as the future, because, you know, Warren Buffett is the Oracle of Omaha, the big investor, and so we're keeping an eye on him. Anyway, futures are flat right now. We're looking at a bunch of information coming out, the producer price index at 830, the retail sales. That's the big one everybody's looking at, industrial production, capacity utilization, all coming out between 8:30 and 9:30 in the morning. Shopify's reported, looks very good numbers. After the market, we're going to get Boston Beer, which is Sam Adams, and the Cheesecake Factory, Marathon Oil, and Twilio. So that's where we are right now. Bitcoin broke over 51,000, or at least it was looking like. So that's also very interesting. Went from 40,000 to 50,000 in roughly a week and a half. That's pretty interesting. Don't know what to make of it, but that's what it is. So that's what I have for today, Jay.
All right, good stuff. You know, if anybody wants to know what happens to some of these companies when you have a Warren Buffett putting his fingerprints on them. Well, Verizon shares rose 3%. Chevron, the other company, rose 2.2%. So interesting there regarding a huge situation regarding Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway with these two major new investments. Interesting stuff. What do we have today, my friend? Today you have a double dose for us or what? What do you got?
Yes, double duty. You know, we're getting ready for the snow, so I'm glad we're having these events here because people can plug on. We're going to be talking about the people ask me all the time. It's like, well, COVID, you know, you have Moderna, you have Pfizer, you have Johnson & Johnson, we got AstraZeneca. So I want to take a look at each one of those companies and a few others that are out there that are working on some sort of something to do with the coronavirus vaccine and the new in addition to the new South African strain. We'll take a look at Sputnik 5, which is with the Russians. Mostly very good what the Russians have put together. We're going to look at some of these companies, look at some of their balance sheets. We'll talk about their charts. And then we'll talk about as they are as investments and see what their debts look like, things like that. At 7 o'clock tonight, supposedly the snow starts tomorrow, but as you're appearing, 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to talk about all about IRAs. No question is too dumb. We love it. We love talking about it. You know, now's the time. You get a deduction for last year. If you could put some money in for an IRA, $6,000 a year for last year, 2020. You could also put another $6,000 for 2021. You could do $12,000. Then you could also do that for your spouse. You need earned income. So we're going to talk about some of the rules, how IRAs were developed, and some of the rules you need to follow when you're using the IRA, and just how important they are in terms of your future. So that's after at 7 o'clock tonight. Just go to our website, craigjamesfinancial.com/events, and you can register. There are no cost for anybody. You're welcome. It's gratis. We want to get that information out there.
Sounds good to me, and I will be in play with that tonight. craigjamesfinancial.com, Mr. Ferrantino. We will talk to you on a Thursday morning, my friend. Stay safe.
Thank you, Jay. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.